Hello everyone, I am Ayush Rostami. I want to retelling the 11th story of real stories. This is the Savior of Mothers. The Savior of Mothers. So, who is the hero in this story, you know? Any true stories has at least a hero. So, who is the hero? Dr. Ignaz Semmelweis. Maybe you think that Dr. Semmelweis has found a new way to heal people, has found a new medicine, has found something and has invented something, has discovered something. So, I don't want to talk now, and I'm going to talk about later. So first, let me talk about his biography. He's born in Hungary, and he's originally from Hungary. For continuous studying, he went to Austria and go to university. At first, the subject he studied was law. But then, after law, he changed his life and changed his subject to medicine. And he continued studying in medicine. And in 1846, he became a doctor and he specialized in the treatment of pregnant women. After graduating from school, from university, at 1846, he became a doctor, and because he was very intelligent, he worked in the Vienna Hospital. The Vienna Hospital at that time was the most famous and respected hospital in Europe. And so he has specialized in the treatment of pregnant women. So he worked in the clinics that were related to pregnant woman. The Vienna Hospital had two clinics, the clinic number one and the clinic number two. At the first clinic, doctors and medical students worked, but the midwives worked in the second clinic. The second clinic was for poor women who did not have the money to be treated by doctors. So it was good, it was a good condition. He worked well, and you don't have any problem. He didn't have any problem. But, strangely, a problem causes with the first clinic. In the first clinic, death increased. So why? Why did death increase? The strange thing that people, even rich and even poor women, wanted to have their babies in the second clinic. So why? Because the 10% of women died from puerperal fever at the first clinic, but the second clinic with midwives who had not studied and who had not graduated from university. In that clinic, in the second clinic, the death was only 1%. And only 1% of women died from this fever. It was very strange and they couldn't explain it with the science of that time. And the knowledge couldn't explain this. But Semmelweis wouldn't give up. People prefer to go to the second clinic. Even the first clinic was more expensive and had many highly educated doctors. The people begged to go to the second clinic. And it was very bad for the first clinic and the doctors and medical students. So everyone wants to No, and everyone wants to research about the cause of these deaths. Semmelweis was also didn't give up. Semmelweis also didn't give up, and he also researched about this. Some doctors in that time, I mean, their knowledge was that disease was caused by an imbalance in the four humors in the bodies. The four humors were four fluids in the body that were connected to the elements: earth, air, fire, and water. So doctors think and research and discuss about this, that what is caused puerperal fever? What problem with which fluid was caused puerperal fever? So doctors at that time thought that problems with blood and air were connected to puerperal fever. So they tried hard to solve the problems with blood and air. Some doctors improved the air of hospital, but it didn't help. Some doctors used leeches to suck blood from a sick person to balance the blood, but it didn't help. Some doctors used even stranger methods to treat, and even some doctors used mercury. Yes, they gave mercury to the sick person and told him, "You must drink it." Everyone now knows that mercury is a poison, but at that time some doctors believed that mercury could heal sick people, but it also didn't help. Of course it doesn't help. It didn't help. But Semmelweis was looking very, very, very well and was researching about the cause of this death and cause of this disease, puerperal fever. He looked at all the differences between the two clinics, and the only important difference was the people. He couldn't explain it. Why? He was also confused by this problem. But by the coincidence, his friend Jacob, a doctor at the hospital, died from puerperal fever. He researched that he found that when he was examining a dead body, he cut his finger. And after that, he developed puerperal fever and he died some days after that. So he thought there might be a connection between the dead body and Jacob caught his finger. He thought that maybe invisible particles from the dead body was the cause of disease, and these invisible particles traveled from the dead body into Jacob's cut finger, and these invisible particles travel to his blood and make problems in his blood. So he thought that invisible particles maybe was the cause of disease. He knew that medical students should examine dead bodies before treating the pregnant woman. This was a very good time to test his idea. He tested his idea and he was right. After doctors started washing their hands, the deaths from puerperal fever quickly decreased from 10% to 1%. It was a very good success. It was very well. And his simple idea was working. but he was not a hero, he was not respected, and he also was ignored. And he was also ignored, and maybe it is because of that. Doctors and the senior doctors and his boss had too much pride to accept an idea from a junior doctor. You know, these senior doctors had treat sick person from this, the old knowledge, and they have accepted it. But Semmelweis' idea was completely different. Invisible particles killing people sounded like magic or the talk of a crazy person. And some doctors can't believe it. Some doctors were also insulted that Semmelweis was saying that they were not clean and they must wash their hands. And they must wash their hands. But Semmelweis tried to explain his idea, and he had proof. He had a very good proof for his idea, and he was right, in fact. But the senior doctors can't accept him. Klein was the person. Klein, his boss of the hospital and the clinic. Klein was the person who had decided that medical students should examine dead bodies on the same days that they treated pregnant women. So it wasn't a problem with that time's knowledge. It didn't have any problems. But with Semmelweis' knowledge, with Semmelweis' idea, with Semmelweis' attitude, it had problem. So it was wrong. And if it was wrong, Klein don't want to be attacked. Klein don't want to say that he had decided wrong. So he attacked Semmelweis. When he attacked Semmelweis, his reputation has destroyed. And he eventually fired from hospital in the 1850. Only in 1846, Only 4 years after starting working at the Vienna hospital, he was fired. So it was very bad, it was a very bad situation in his life, and it destroyed his brain to think more. It destroyed his life, and it had bad effects in his life. So what did he do after he was fired? He leave Austria and returned to Hungary and started as a doctor there. He married and had 5 children and became a successful private doctor. But even he had the same success in Hungary in decreasing the puerperal fever's death, he was not happy. Maybe the stress of never being respected was too much. He began to attack his family, and it was the beginning of the end for Semmelweis. And he became very forgetful and depressed, and he became stressful, he became angry, he wrote letter and sent them to all doctors who did not accept his ideas, and he called them murderers and fools. And we now know that his ideas was correct. But the doctors at that time could not believe an idea that is so different. So his wife put him into a mental hospital because he was attacking his family. Many mental hospitals in the 1850s in Europe was very terrible places. So he tried to leave, and so the guards tied and beat him and beat him and beat him. The beatings were so bad that he died 2 weeks after arriving. So now we called the rejection of the new knowledge, because it does not fit with the new, with the accepted knowledge of the time. We now called it the Semmelweis reflex. Yeah, it is very interesting that we called this rejection the Semmelweis rejection. For example, we have lots of this rejection in the whole story. For example, when the scientists prove that Earth is round, the people can't imagine the round Earth, and they only used to believe that the Earth is flat, and they can't believe the round Earth. So it is normal in any time we have rejections. So we should stay open to new ideas, even if they're difficult to imagine. Thank you. I hope you enjoy this voice. See you in the next voice about the forgotten genius. Bye.